Michael Franklin, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Franklin, 72091. Today's visit was based on time. Mr. Franklin is a 33-year-old gentleman. 45 minutes was spent with the patient. Said 33-year-old gentleman who comes in today after he was seen on Saturday 9-7-24 with cough, congestion, sinusitis. Patient also has a history of morbid obesity, prediabetes, A1C of 5.8, fatty liver, sleep apnea, low testosterone, low vitamin D, period. New paragraph, for this reason, patient was evaluated today via ultrasound to confirm the fatty liver, which was very prominent. He also has a cholesterol, triglycerides of 173 that goes along with prediabetes, period. His white count was 14,000, but that's because of the infection and being treated at this time. He has sleep apnea. He's on CPAP. He also uses supplements for testosterone. His testosterone is 161 and also going to get supplements for vitamin D, period. In the paragraph, our big concern today is for him to lose weight. He's tried to lose weight in the past and has not been successful, period. He weighs around 300 pounds or 320 at one time. No, actually 320 at this time. Patient was started on Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y, 0.25 milligrams sub-Q. We talked about side effects, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, pancreatitis, or gallstones. Period. New paragraph, his white count of 14,000 will be checked. He did have a slight increase in lymphocytes consistent with viral infection. Period. New paragraph, his testosterone of 161 will be treated with T-BOMB, T-B-O-M-B, also with weight loss and exercise and diet, period. In the paragraph, he will get vitamin D supplementation at home and spend more time in the sun and do exercises. We talked about that at length today, period. In the paragraph, I also looked at his carotid artery, which was within normal limits. His heart shows right ventricular hypertrophy consistent with sleep apnea, continued with CPAP, also has a fatty liver that was mentioned, prostate within normal limits for age, kidneys within normal limits, spleen within normal limits, lymphadenopathy in the neck consistent with the current infection, and findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Also, the vertigo that he's experiencing is related to his current infection. Thank you.